Elias Morondot is a long way from home right now. An elder and tribal leader of the pastoral Maasai people of Eastern Africa, he's visiting California to seek and coordinate assistance from several non-government organizations here, including Global Partners for Development, which is based in Ronert Park.
Maasai these days have a lot of problems related to land, lack of social services, of water, pasture for their livestock, of markets, of schools, of clinics. And Global Partners, as a development agency, has been helping us.
That assistance has come in several focused programs.
Global Partners have had a big program to give scholarships to our little girls and to boys who are in secondary education, and some of them have graduated in universities. They have also provided women with grinding meals, and they have dealt with issues of sanitation. We are talking about having dispensaries in the area to help people. And we are talking about environmental protection given the climate change.
This is a serious concern for the Maasai, who occupy a broad swath of Tanzania and southern Kenya, territory that has always had long and severe dry seasons. So, notwithstanding recent rains here, he views California's drought with a certain bemusement.
Many people have been talking about drought here, but I fail to see it because I see people watering their plants. And for me, from the drylands, these are contradiction in terms because I don't see drought like I see in my own country. Where I come from, people have to walk 18 kilometers to get 20 liters of water in places. You only have water to drink but no wash for a long time. Whatever little you have, you share with your little goat or a little calf from your cow.
Morondot is here to encourage two recent initiatives that directly address his region's chronic water shortages by building small pipelines to distribute what water there is and providing tanks to capture and store the seasonal rainwater.
Recently, we have distributed close to 100 tanks to each cluster of families of 30 to 40. This is helping on issues of hygiene and sanitation. And the water that is collected is used by the family to feed people and small stocks. The other one is pulling running water by a pipe to a village, which then feeds about 2,000 to 3,000 people.
Education is another priority, both for Morondot and his community of 6,000 people, as well as their American partners. He himself was able to attend a university in Ireland and is pleased that many students from the next generation are following him back to their roots after graduating.
We are showing our sons and daughters that to bring about transformation in our society, those who are lucky who have gotten education must come back and help their own people. I'm seeing about 60% of the people coming back to transform structures, systems, ways of life, helping the people.
As he wraps up a busy and fruitful 2 weeks in California, Morondot is looking forward to his own return to a slower pace of life back home.
I have seen, absorbed, I have learned. I have participated in a lot of meetings with our friends here. I think it's time to go home and to tell the story of what I have seen, what I have heard, and how I have felt in this great country called America.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.